At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Everyday people. Everyday problems. Where you tell us who's the drama.
And today says, am I the drama for sabotaging my roommate's lunch? My roommate and I have lived together for 3 months. I noticed after the first week he was taking my leftovers to work for lunch. Once I noticed, I asked him to stop and he did for a while. It started happening again, so I decided to add sardines to the bottom of the container. When he came home, he was extremely upset. Am I the drama? Derek. Derek, you are not the drama. I like to refer to you as a real one. You fired the warning shot, told your roommate to stop taking your food, and he did, but then he started taking it again. So now you have to lay it all out there. Do what you gotta do to let it be known that you are not gonna tolerate this kind of behavior anymore. Good for you, Derek. Who is the drama?
He could be the drama for taking as far as putting sardines in the lunch, but he did ask him to stop. I just feel like messing with people's food is the drama anyway.
But if that's not even his food to begin with, then like you're really technically only messing with your own food.
Yeah, but if he got sick or something, I don't know what the court of law would say. Would he get in trouble because he purposely put something in his food? I'm not sure. So when that happens, I just don't know what to say.
I didn't even think about the legal ramifications that might have. Who is the drama, Derek or his roommate?
Well, I don't think he's the drama at all. Like, he specifically asked him to stop doing it. And just because you stop for a little bit doesn't mean that you can continue. So I would totally do the same thing.
You don't think adding sardines to the lunch to just, you know, taint it and make it smell terrible is going a little too far?
No. I mean, he already fired warning shots. This is his own problem that he has sardines in his lunch.
That's true. Once the warning's out there, it's definitely fair game. Who's the drama? You can weigh in on our Facebook page at 105.1 The Buzz. It's Liz and Mike in the morning.